you got a better chance of winning the lottery than running into a grizzly bear. But it can happen.
That's Johann Otter. He was hiking in Montana's Glacier National Park with his daughter Jenna 2 years ago. They came upon a grizzly bear and her two cubs. The surprised grizzly charged, ripping into both Johann and Jenna. I spoke to him earlier about what happened that day.
I looked up and was wondering what was going on, and before I really could see what was happening, Jenna was just going back and said something like, "Oh, no," and I see something coming at us, so just naturally stepped in front of my daughter. First thing I thought, like, boy, that's a large badger, until probably a half second later it landed into my left thigh, and I looked down and I realized it was a grizzly bear that hit me by the thigh.
Now, how did you survive this attack?
Miraculously, I think. It didn't only involve the attack, it was also around a 75-foot fall. The hikers who found us about 45 minutes later, and the rangers on the mountain, and the alert helicopter team from Kalispell Medical Center, and just all the incredible care we've gotten, that's what got us through, I think. And in addition, probably our positive attitude and our will to live. I was probably one of the most injured people ever to survive something like this. And my daughter also, she fell about 55 feet in one full swoop down and, you know, miraculously just broke a couple of vertebrae in her back. She did get bitten by the bear in the face and the shoulder also.
But you basically had the top of your head pulled off. Is
gone.
That correct?
Yeah, gone. And fractured my eye sockets. Actually, my second vertebrae in my neck was broken into 5 pieces. And a couple more vertebrae were broken further down and, you know, lots of wounds, I think about 28 of them. One of the rangers said, the more fluid we were putting into you on the mountain, the more leaks you sprung. We didn't realize you were leaking in these other spots, too. So it was kind of like a pincushion, basically.
What happened to the bear?
I'm sure 15 minutes after the attack, the bear was looking for grubs and roots again. I don't believe they ever were able to locate the bear, and not that that was necessary anyway, because the bear was acting completely natural and defensive.
You don't hold this against the bear?
Oh, absolutely not. No. And the bear was trying to do what it needs to do, protect its cubs. You know, we stumbled upon the bear within 5 feet. I mean, that's way too close.
Is there something you would have done differently about that day, looking back?
Being loud on the trail. We were loud as in talking to one another, but that doesn't travel real far, especially when you walk into the wind and at that altitude. You need to yodel.
Now, you had extensive surgeries for these injuries, and you say you're feeling great now, but have you ever been back to Glacier?
We went back last year in July because I wanted to finish the trail. We were lucky enough to be able to hike with the ranger who was at our site, and then I got to meet up with a helicopter pilot again, and we were lucky enough to hike with him also. And it was just kind of this sense of closure. I really needed that, to see where it happened, to see, you know, how bad it actually was, the landscape and all that. And quite honestly, it was probably the worst part of the trail to meet a bear, because it was a sheer cliff on both sides. There was no escaping for either one of us. And we just went back again this year, too. I'm trying to somehow make it an annual ritual. I mean, it's such a beautiful area, so it's a great excuse. Every time I go there, I'm just so surprised at how quiet people are with hiking. They're hiking by themselves. A lot of people have no bear spray on them. And even at one point, a hiker surprised us. I mean, they kind of scared us. It kind of came around a corner. And I can just imagine if we would have been a bear, I mean, your first defense would be as a bear is to attack back.
How interesting to see it from the bear's point of view.
Oh, absolutely.
Johann Otter survived a grizzly bear attack 2 years ago in Glacier National Park. He lives in Escondido, California. Thank you for telling us your story.
You're welcome.